So over the past few weeks, I've had the amazing opportunity, not just to meet with our organizations, because they are amazing, but actually get to meet with people like you and I who have interacted with them and served with them and hear some of your stories. But I've also gotten to meet some clients of theirs. And it's been fascinating. The stuff that you are providing for these organizations are amazing. And it far surpasses anything you could ever understand. I have been so impacted over the past few weeks, sitting down for lunch and having conversation after conversation and finding out the real impact. And so today, we wanted to let you in and pull back the curtain a little bit and see why what you're doing and what you're going to commit to do today in serving is actually going to do for this community. In fact, I want to introduce you to Must Ministries. They are one of our partners. Let me read you a little bit about Must. Must addresses the basic needs of individuals, families, and children with facilities here in Cobb and Cherokee County. They have programs in numerous counties as well. Must brings people of many faiths together to respond to God's challenge to minister to others with compassion and love, without judgment of beliefs, background, or circumstances to those that they are serving. Must provide shelter, clothing, food, and the list goes on and on and on. It impacts real people. Real people like Letitia. Meet Letitia, everyone. Let me read you a little bit of Letitia's story. Letitia, mother of three children, was working three jobs to support her family, but eventually lost their place to live. She visited Must for help and was able to receive a 30-day hotel stay. Here's what you may not know, because you weren't at the 9 a.m. service. At the 9 a.m. service, we gave away, what was it? $75,000 to Must Ministries to cover hotel stays for moms, just like Letitia. 75, yeah. So Letitia shows up at Must. She receives 30-day hotel stay, food for her family, and an apartment thanks to the generosity of Woodstock City Church. Letitia says this, "Choosing Must has been one of the greatest decisions I have ever made. Since going through the process that I've been through, I've been able to refer so many other people to the program, not just because I think they're going to get funding, but because I know they will be handled with great care and love and attention." 2 months ago, y'all, listen to this. Letitia got pre-approved for a home and is looking forward. Whoa, man, I'm getting emotional. Looking forward to moving in to her new home in the spring. Crazy. Woo. Must, thank you guys so much for what you're doing. Must is offering amazing opportunities for their clients, but equally, they're offering amazing opportunities for people like us who choose to engage in service with them. In fact, I want you to meet someone who did just that. Meet the McMillan family. Oh, somebody's a fan of the McMillans. Did they pay you to do that? They paid you to do that? No, you're just a fan. During our Be Rich campaign last year, the McMillans signed up to serve, kind of like we're asking you to do today. They signed up to serve for the first time, and they chose to serve at Must Ministries in their toy shop. As a mom, Meredith's desire was to find something for their entire family to do together. She chose the Christmas season when everyone was going to be home, and so they could help get themselves, their minds off of themselves and to focus on other people. Let me tell you about the toy shop. This toy shop's amazing. The toy shop is a space where clients get to come in and shop for their families for their Christmases. Christmas morning is now exciting for 4,000 plus children in Cherokee and Cobb County whose parents get to come shop at the toy shop. So, in children and in Cherokee County, these families receive toys, blankets, hats, scarves, gloves, underwear, socks, and a family game to have together. So the toy shop was perfect for this family of five to join in with together. They got to interact with our community, and they got to put all of those shopping skills to use. Here's what Meredith says. Meredith says, "The drive out to Mableton was fairly quiet, as none of us really knew what to expect and what we were getting into. Questions were asked, but I had no idea how to answer them. But it all ended perfectly. We went to dinner as a family that night, and the joy was overwhelming. We will definitely be back this Christmas. The McMillans fell in love with Must. Must has now become a big part of their lives. Their business now actually gives a percentage off for people who donate to the toy shop. And Meredith serves in the Must office every other week. What a difference a year makes. So everyone, I would love for you to meet the McMillan family in person. They are here with us. So welcome the McMillans to Woodstock City. McMillan family, looking lovely. How you doing? You guys want to hold this right here? That's a microphone. Don't be scared of it. It's going to be okay. This is the McMillan family. We had a chance to meet a few weeks ago and sit down and chat. And I love your story. I love that it just signed up. It just happened when you pressed, yes, I want to do that. And so for you and your family, what was the impact of serving at Must?
Well, I was wanting to find something. Is it possible for all of us to go together, teenagers, college students, parents, and do something that would be a blessing to serve?
Yeah.
Didn't know the answer to that question until we went. So watching them serve, being able to serve, watching the people that we were serving was just a blessing for us. And for me afterwards, to hear they were so excited and that they actually want to all go do it again.
I love that. Is that true? You really want to do it again? Yes. Okay. You're not just saying that for the camera and the people.
It's real.
Okay, it's real. Meredith, you now serve in the office at Must. Is that a good thing?
I am blessed.
I love that. Tell me why. Like, why serve one time and then you're like, oh, I'm hooked.
I just wanted to be involved, and I love what Must does. I love the people that they care for, and we are blessed.
Yeah.
And so to give back is great.
I love that. We have teenagers here, everyone, which I don't know if your teenagers are serving and doing good over Christmas, but these are. And if you want your teenagers to do good over Christmas, just go ahead and sign them up today, okay? I mean, you're in charge anyway, adults, right? You're kind of in charge. But what was the impact on you guys? You're young. You have everything you need. I mean, you have hair gel in your hair. You know, you have everything that you could ever afford. And for you, what's the impact of you going and giving an hour or two of your time?
Like you said, I mean, it was really humbling for me personally. It just showed me what I take for granted a lot and what I should be grateful for. I never thought I'd be interested in like missionary work, but I can honestly say like after doing this, like, you know, I'm looking at doing like a trip with like my small group, which I also got from Woodstock City. It was really impactful for me.
I love that. Girls, anything that impacted you?
It just made me really happy to see everybody smiling and they just seem so grateful for us like serving them. And it also just made our family a lot closer from that experience.
So. I love it. What about you, old wise one?
I feel like it was just a shared experience that we all got to do. And like now we still talk about it. And like that day we went to go served and just truly thankful
as
a family.
Yeah. And you're going back this year.
Yes, sir.
If anybody wants to join them at the toy shop, go ahead and sign up because you're going back, right? December 14th. Thank you guys so much for serving. It can be done. Go ahead and sign yourselves up today when we give you the opportunity. Everybody thank the McMillan family for being with us today. Must is actually just one of our many partners who you are going to have the opportunity to connect with today. They're going to be out in the hall after the service. But I want to tell you about Goshen Valley Boys Ranch. You got to meet them a few minutes ago. In fact, you got to give them a lot of money a few minutes ago, which was kind of awesome. But I want to tell you why that money makes a big difference. In fact, Goshen has one of the most beautiful campuses you could ever step foot on here in Cherokee County. And they are doing such amazing work in the foster care world. And so I want to introduce you right now to Brian. Brian actually is one of our own here at Woodstock City. He volunteers. He goes to church here. He actually not parks cars, but he directs traffic right out here in front of the church. So if you're ever mad at that guy, don't be mad today. Because Brian has given his time at Goshen, and he's been incredibly impacted. Listen to Brian's story.
My name is Brian, and I work for the Cherokee County Sheriff's Office. I've been involved with Goshen Valley for about 7 years now, my first experience with Goshen was during Be Rich, and I'll never forget, I met John Blend, and he had this baseball cap on, and it had Goshen Valley on it, and I thought it was really nice, and I asked him, where can I get one of those? And he took the hat right off his head and put it on top of mine, and I said, this is a place for me, and that's where it all started, during Be Rich. Goshen is a place where young men can come and have great house parents who are looking out for their best interest. Many of these kids experience hardships in their lives, and they typically bounce around group homes or in different foster care homes. And Goshen has the infrastructure to be able to help these kids really focus on their scholastics, their schoolwork, and to be active in sports and to get a good Christian-based home to live in. When we first came up to Goshen, it was through Be Rich, and we were decorating for Christmas. We decorated the homes with Christmas trees and ornaments and lights and garland. And what we try to do is make this place as warm and as comfortable as we can for these kids, because this is where they're going to spend Christmas. Many of them aren't going home for Christmas. So we try to make it as warm and welcome as we can. Goshen Valley helps to craft these young men into becoming productive members of our society. And I really just fell in love with the place when I came up here. The relationships that I've established with the staff and the young men up here has really been life-changing for me. I've seen young men exit the program, college graduates, served in our armed forces, in the Army, in the Navy, in the Air Force. Just wonderful, great young men. Not many people really know about Goshen Valley Boys Ranch, and there's two things I talk about pretty much every day. One is Woodstock City Church, and the other is Goshen Valley. So I really just try to spread the word in our community and make people more aware of what Goshen's all about and what they do for the youth in our community.
Yes, give it up for Brian, everybody. Brian's actually here with us today. Brian, stand up, man. Stand up. Hey, step into the light. Come on, step into the light. Brian wasn't at the earlier service. I didn't tell you I was going to do this, but you mentioned in your story, are you parking cars? I mean, like, you directing traffic today?
Yes.
So you're on duty right now. And people love you over there. People love you. Look at that. He loves you.
My buddy right there.
And so, listen, you're still working, but you're in here, and I'm so glad you're in here. You talked about a cap,
yes.
A Goshen Valley cap.
Yes.
I have one. Look at this right here, a Goshen Valley cap. Now, I think I'd love for you to give this away to anybody who right now would say, I'm definitely signing up. Anybody willing to say, I'm definitely signing up to go to Goshen, and you want Brian, that guy right there.
The guy,
he's got the same haircut you do. Give it up for that guy. He's going to serve at Goshen. Hey.
Thank you, buddy.
Thanks so much, Brian. We appreciate your service. Hey, here's the cool thing about Brian's story is Brian went and put up Christmas decorations. And, you know, that may seem like something we just do every year. Every year. My wife's already wanting to do it. And so I'm like, it's not Thanksgiving yet. But those things make a big impact. In fact, Chase's life was changed because of what he experienced by some Christmas decorations at Goshen Valley Boys Ranch. So check out Chase's story.
My mom was involved in a lot of drugs. By the time I was 12, my sister had called the facts on my mom for being abusive towards us, and my mom, my sister, and I, my little brother Kevin, we were running from the police and the state, and we would go to different hotels. My mom eventually left my sister at the Kansas City Library, and then she ran away with my little brother and myself for another month. And then finally just gave up and just dropped me off at one of my old foster homes. And then I lived with about six foster homes from the time I was 13 to the the time I was 14. There really wasn't any other places that were willing to take any other foster youth. It was either that or, you know, go to a hotel or stay with another respite home. I placed a lot of blame on God, and I hated God for a while for putting me in those circumstances. If I didn't go to Goshen, I don't think I would have found Christ in my life. And I also definitely wouldn't have learned how to love others. Christmas time at Goshen, when we all stayed here and didn't go back to our parents, we had gifts around the trees. The oldest would hand out the gifts to the younger kids, and it was actually kind of nice. Even though it was very, very small, it seemed pretty big to us. Goshen helped me get into college by connecting with the state and the ILP coordinator for Cherokee County. Having Goshen's resources really helped me become a better person and also become more educated. Currently, after my time in care and after my time at Reinhardt College, I ended up becoming a board member over at Goshen Valley, and I currently help out with outcomes and trying to create different solutions to prevent homelessness after foster care. Although it may not seem a lot to volunteers that come, it definitely means a lot to a youth that's in foster care, because it gives them a hope that they can interact with folks within the community. I think it's an amazing opportunity to be able to actually give back in a bigger way and to be able to make significant changes to the youth at Goshen and potential youth within Cherokee County.
Awesome. Everyone, meet Chase, everybody. Chase, thanks for being here, man.
Absolutely, thanks for
Thank you for being here. Thanks for sharing your story. Thanks for being vulnerable. Hey, you're a board member now. It's a big deal. Big responsibility, because you know what being on the other side of that looks like. And so today, I know earlier we gave you a check. Is that right? What was that check for?
$75,000.
The summer is a really difficult time in the foster care industry. And so today we wanted to give you another check for $20,000 for your summer program. $20,000. Hey, give me a mic.
Is this thing on?
Yeah, it's on.
So what's really good about this, and y'all don't even know about this, I just started a program out of my house. So I have my first two young men, they're 20 and 22. They both have kids of their own, so they're trying to save money, get on their own. So this is what it's going to go towards.
That's amazing. So everybody, thank Chase. Goshen Valley, thank you so much. Appreciate it, man. It's so good. Do you mind if I just sit this microphone right here? You don't have to use it. Don't use it. In fact, you don't have to talk. Do you want to talk? You sure? I think you could probably do well. I have cards here. No? Oh, okay, cool. Goshen, thanks for letting us celebrate
Thank
with you guys.
Brother.
We appreciate you guys, what you're doing in the community. I want to introduce you to one last of our partners today. I want you to meet HopeQuest, everybody. Meet HopeQuest. HopeQuest is an amazing organization here in Cherokee County. Let me tell you a little bit about them. HopeQuest was born in the late 1990s out of a growing realization that people in churches needed practical help that was both Christ-centered and clinically effective. Today, HopeQuest is a family of ministries that helps individuals and families impacted by addiction. They help them experience hope, freedom, and life. People are looking for hope in the face of addiction, and they walk with them in their quest to find it. HopeQuest offers long-term residential treatment, support and counseling for family members, support groups for sex addicts and their spouses. HopeQuest, though, isn't just a nice idea. It's actually impacting real people. Let me introduce you to one of those people. Everyone, this is Maurice Chung. Lovely couple, huh? Maurice, at the age of 18, was struggling with smoking and drinking in high school. But all in that, Maurice became a Christian. He ran into a bunch of Christians who extended love to him. And so he leaned in and investigated what it would look like to follow Christ. And so he did at the age of 18. Maurice dedicated his life to serving God. Even as a young adult, with a full-time job, Maurice would give 60 hours a week to helping a church grow. But Maurice had a secret that no one knew. Since a very early age, Maurice had a strong attraction to women and pornography. His new identity with Jesus left him wanting to be so free from this secret so badly. But no matter what he tried, he found it near impossible to conquer it. Maurice began to think he was some sort of rare breed of evil. Maurice would go on for the next 15 years of his life hiding in sexual addiction and sexual acts, all the while doing everything in his power to stop it. Maurice wanted nothing to do with the life he was living. He just couldn't get out. Finally, in 2017, his actions caught up to him. His pastor confronted him, and Maurice confessed everything that had been happening for the past two decades. A few days later, you know where Maurice was? HopeQuest. Thank you, HopeQuest. In this first week, the weight of the harm that Maurice had done to his wife, his church, his God, were setting in, and Maurice says this was the darkest of days. Maurice's pastor and church sent him to HopeQuest because they were not only Christian, but because they had a strong clinical focus, which Maurice really, really needed at the time. HopeQuest helped Maurice dig into his past. Maurice learned that his past had been impacting his present, but that his present would one day impact his future, and something had to give. HopeQuest gave Maurice a great awareness of himself, and it gave him the foundation to build this new future on. It taught him how to deal with stress and difficulties and what to do when these temptations rise up. And instead of acting out sexually, Maurice has the ability now to take control of his responses. So, since leaving the program, Maurice has been reunited with his wife, Teresa, and is daily choosing to live out his future in a healthy way. Everyone, would you welcome to Woodstock City, Maurice Chung. Thank you. You want to hold this? Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I can hardly, we've already cried at Taco Mac together, that great Atlanta establishment. Your story is, it's why we're all here. Like, I think on the other side of our past mistakes, past regrets, we're all trying to figure out what it looks like to interact with a God who loves us and says, come anyway. We're all trying to figure out how to live in a broken world. And so to hear your story today, there's so much hope and there's so much life. And so thank you for allowing us to share in your story today. What would you say to us today who are going to choose to serve at HopeQuest? What does it mean for the clients who are there? What does it mean for past clients like yourself? And in fact, you guys need to know, because there's something worth celebrating today. Today is the exact two-year mark, from when everything came out in your story. And so we're 2 years in freedom today because of what God's done in your life. Love it. So why would you tell these people to volunteer at HopeQuest?
I think for the clients who are at a really low point, as you mentioned, and they wonder if anyone could love them, and understandably so, given the actions that we chose. But when they see church people come, volunteer, I think it gives them a little glimmer of hope that maybe they still can matter to somebody despite what they've done, And that if those people are willing to come out, even if they don't know them, maybe the Holy God also still has a place in his heart for them too.
Pooh. That's good. If you had the opportunity to tell Woodstock City Church anything today, and you do, because there's a camera right there and they're all watching. One, what would you tell them? But people, these guys, you need to know, Maurice actually attends our church now. He is in a small group. We're glad you're part of our community, man. What would you tell them? Yeah.
I'd say thank you so much for providing a safe place where my wife and I, when we were at a really difficult place, I think really fragile, where we could come, be loved on, and just be able to participate in worship. And I'm just appreciative for the different resources that you just give freely. So I'm really thankful to Bob and Lori for the financial peace class we took with them, our small group leaders, Doug and Wanda, and just your time, your personhood that you bring, and your financial gifts. We've really benefited, and I'm so thankful that we can have a safe church family where we can rest and receive.
I love that, yeah.
And I have one more person that I'd like to thank in the congregation, which is my wife. I just wanted to, if you could come up, honey, I just want to thank you for putting up with me and bearing through everything the past few years.
Hey, thank you all.
Thank you.
Teresa, thank you. Everybody, the Chungs, thank you all so much, man. Telling your story is one thing, but being vulnerable like that is a whole other thing. And here's what you need to know today. We are here because today these partners are making a really big difference. But if you find yourself in need today of something, getting rid of addiction, or there are people to talk to here. Our team would love to talk to you in the gallery. We have a team of pastors and volunteers who would love to have a conversation with you. Don't be trapped one more day. If you need help with financial assistance or eating or where your next meal is coming from, we have resources to help. And so we would love for you to get connected with somebody. But today, we want you to actually get connected with these organizations and help them through your service and being generous through serving. So Gavin, our lead pastor, is actually going to come up now and tell you how you can be involved. Everybody, Gavin Adams.
Hey, the Chung family, we love you so much. I had such a wonderful time just meeting with you over coffee one day, and just you were so vulnerable. But for you to share with me what our church meant to you and to your family was so rewarding to hear. And I hope you heard what Marie said, that this, and this is true not just Hope Quest, this is true in so many places, that when people decide to open up what's really happening in their heart, they wonder if they can ever be loved again, much less by God, maybe even by someone else. And so when Christians show up in the middle of that emotion and say, you're not just lovable, but we love you, all of you, the way you are, with all the faults and the stuff that you got going on, because we got stuff going on too, and it may be different stuff, but there's no version of good and bad, it's just all stuff that gets in the way of me and Jesus, and we all have it. And when we show up and love people, it really does help them understand that God loves them too. Jesus knew that. But this is why. Jesus is with his disciples one day. And he tells them that you're going to be the salt of the earth. Remember this, the light of the world. But at the end of that conversation, he says, you're going to be the light of the world. And people are going to see your good deeds and glorify their Father in heaven. Not they're going to see your good deeds and tell you thank you. I mean, maybe they will, but that isn't the point. That you're going to serve people, and people, because they're being served, are going to see your love and turn to their Heavenly Father. That's what Be Rich, Serve is all about. In fact, that's kind of what Paul talks about. When Paul, the Apostle Paul, he puts new words and new actions behind a lot of what Jesus said, and he's planting these churches. He has a guy he's mentoring, a guy named Timothy, and he writes these letters to Timothy. And we talked about this last week. At the end of the first letter, he kind of charges Timothy with something. And basically, he says to Timothy, in light of the fact that we're living on earth right now, but there's something way greater in eternity happening after our death, in light of the opportunity we have right now in this temporal world, we need to live in a very specific way so that as many people as possible can come to faith in Jesus. Remember this? He says in 1 Timothy, command them, talking about all the believers, command them to do good, to be rich in good deeds, and to be generous, and to be willing to share. Not so they will tell you thank you, but through your generosity, they will see their Father in heaven and turn to him. That's why we give, that's why we serve, that's why we want to be rich in good deeds. Now, we love the generosity portion, but giving of our time is just as important. And so what we're gonna ask is every single person at Woodstock City to give 1 hour of their time to serve at one of these amazing organizations, whether it's Goshen Valley Boys Ranch, which you heard about today, Must Ministries, you heard some about, whether it's Forever Fed, a mobile food pantry, the Hope Center, Hope Quest. We do things with the Cherokee County School System, which we're so grateful to partner with those guys. We do things with Lighthouse Family Retreat. They serve families where a child has cancer in the family. Global X, we do things internationally with 410 Bridge, and even with Fostering Together. There are so many opportunities for you individually, for maybe you and someone else, maybe your entire family, you and your kids, to be a part of serving. And here's the best part, right? You may be thinking, like 1 hour, is that really gonna make a difference? Well, it would make a difference. Just your 1 hour will make a difference. It will make a huge difference in your heart and in your life. But your 1 hour, think about this, combined with the 1 hour of every single other person who comes to Woodstock City Church. I mean, there's a lot of things about mega churches people might not like, and you know, they should probably attend one before they criticize it, but I get it, right? But you know, one of the things that's really hard to criticize, it's when, you know, 20,000 adults, that's about what our roster is of active people, when 20,000 adults decide that they want to get together and make a difference, 20,000 hours doesn't just make a difference. It solves problems. It eradicates issues, right? That's what we get to do as a big church. We get to really make a difference, especially when all of us are willing to just give 1 hour. So I'd love for you to go to woodstockcity.org. I'd love for you to do it today. Click on the very bottom that takes you to Be Rich. We would love for you to sign up to serve for 1 hour at one of these amazing, amazing partners. I promise you that you will grow because of your experience and you will help them go further, faster, and serve the community even better. So thank you in advance for being a part of that. Now, a couple of things before you leave. One, if you would like to learn a little more about any of these individual community organizations, they will be down the hall towards the front entrance. They would love to meet you, put a face to the name, answer any questions that you have. Please stop by on the way out and do that. Also, we have lots of balloons out in the hall. We'd love for you to take one of those red Be Rich balloons. It's a wonderful illustration of how we as a church get to lift up the community around us through serving in the community around us. We'd love for you to grab a balloon on your way out as well. Of course, the gallery is also open. If you heard anything today that makes you think, I need to have a conversation with someone, we have some unbelievable pastors and care volunteers in the gallery. They'd love to have a conversation with you as well. Hey, thanks so much for being here. Thanks for being a part of Be Rich, Serve. I can't wait to see you out at these different community organizations. We'll see you guys next week. Thanks.